When Big Beasy was still on the board, what did they pick today?
I mean, we're obviously very excited to have Vic join the Falcons, and I'll let Coach Q talk about it. I mean, what he has to his team is athleticism and ability to get up and around the corner, and we were, again, very fired up to have him on the board where we were picking.
Yeah, for us, just adding some more speed already to the group, we couldn't be more fired up to have him jump right in and be part of the group.
Are you all worried about him against the run?
No.
He had a big weight gain there too. A lot of people felt he got pushed around against the run at times in college. That's why.
Some people in their evaluation. I think what we're looking for is what the players can do and what they can do best, and as opposed to what they can't do. And one thing we certainly do know is the speed and the athleticism to get after the quarterback coming off the edge. So those are the things that most fire us up.
And you see him filling that Leo role that you talked about?
Yeah, he's going to be one of the guys that will certainly play into that spot. And, the versatility from our Leo to our Sam linebacker and the way we'll try to attack, there's going to be a number of guys and who can get into that. And we're so thrilled that he's going to be a part of it.
Can you just talk about how he impressed you, when you met with him, and what really caught you about him off the field?
Sure. I think when you know what a guy, off the field, when you have your world squared away and you know it right away, I think those were the things that initially impressed Thomas and myself when we got a chance to visit with him, not just at Indianapolis, but we went up to Clemson on the visit too.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a guy that has a full package for us, and we're excited. Again, we keep saying that, and it's nice to know that we're adding pass rush to this defense. And for me personally, to see that happen since being around here since 2008, to see Dan's approach to the defense with a guy like this in tow, I think is going to be a nice addition for us.
What is the biggest strength for him as a rusher? Is it a first move?
It's his first step quickness, and usually for a rusher, when you can really get off the spot, that's one of the things that you talk about as a rusher. How quick can a guy get off the spot? And when we evaluated all the guys, that was the thing that really jumped out, is initial quickness. And when you can beat a guy to the punch, that's when you can have your most success as a rusher, and he certainly has the ability to do that.
I was going to talk about how the first seven picks went, and if it hadn't shaken out this way, were you thinking of trying to trade up so you could get,
There were a number of players obviously on the board that were of interest, and it was fun to watch how that was all panning out. We were focused on Vic from the very beginning, and we projected that he might be there between 6 and 8, and we were fortunate that he was there at 8 for us, and we didn't have to get antsy and jump up a pick 2 or 3. And again, the fact that we got Vic Beasy at 8 as a pass rusher that we think he can be is something that we think was very very much a positive for us.
How much did consistency in his performance play a role in your thought process? I mean, Clemson has a history of very good pass rushers, and for him to be the all-time leader in sacks and very high up there in terms of tackles for loss, obviously shows a pattern of consistency. How much did that play a role in terms of
it certainly did for me. And when you're looking at rushers and that consistency, can you do it time and time again? So he didn't go in there as a defensive end, so actually went in there as a tight end and athlete, and then developed into this end that really turned into a rusher. And so those were the things that jumped out to us, not just from, it went all the way back from his sophomore year's film to his junior year's film to this year's film. So we went through, I guess, all 3 years that we had a chance to watch him.
With him being a guy that you thought would be, that you targeted from the beginning, being there in between 6 and 8, was there any thought to move up, or was it more kind of maybe relief that your guy fell to you there?
In our situation, there's always a thought about moving up. We've been aggressive over the years in our approach here, and Dan was, in line with that thought process. If there were to be a run on pass rushers, it might have, precipitated us moving up. We were, again, fortunate that he was there. And this is a guy, as Dan was just talking about, he's been very consistent in many ways. He's been very productive. We all know the sack numbers. The other thing that I think he's done a really good job of is obviously disrupting behind the line of scrimmage. So that's something that's going to be good for this system as well.
Yeah, can you talk about his ability to chase down plays as well? Everybody just thinks it's a beeline to the quarterback.
Yeah, there's so many times, to get to the quarterback, you got to get him off the spot and get him to move and chase. And I think that was one of the things that was so unique about his game, his ability to counter inside and go chase the guy. And I think that's when that quickness and that speed really shows up. Okay, now the quarterback's on the move to go get him. So we couldn't be more thrilled to have him be a part of it.
Go ahead. we're in like a, what, year three, year four of the day two for round two. Do you like the aspect of being able to reset your board overnight compared to just going straight to round two?
I personally like it. I think it gives us a chance to regroup tomorrow morning and during the day, and it also gives us an opportunity to talk more trade possibilities. And I know there are a lot of people talking about, you know, the beginning of the second round. That's always something of interest. And, you know, obviously we have 42 being at the front end of the second round, and there's, you know, we'll just continue to keep an eye on all that.
Is there a motivation compared to years past of trading up in round one with the new CBA, knowing that you could have them for 5 years, 6 years maybe on a franchise? Or does that not really factor in?
It sure factors in. You think about all of that. Ultimately, it's about going after the player you want. And if someone moves up from the second round into the back end of the first round, usually it's precipitated by the talent of the football player and making sure that you're, you know, landing a player you think fits in your system and such. But that is that's a positive repercussion of it all.
Any thoughts to go girly there? A lot of the fans wanted the UGA to right around.
Well, I mean, you know, Les called me and we were chatting about some things, and he never indicated to me that he was going after the Bulldog, but I know that he was high on them, and so that's good for them.
But no thoughts for you guys. That was my question.
Yeah, that's a good question, and our focus was on defense.
Thomas, any idea they get to 25, 26, I think his first round, if there's a guy that you have valued, who might still be around, to get back on the phone about the possibility of getting into the first round?
I believe we'd be open to talking about that if we see someone up there. I mean, there's still, I don't even know what pick we are right now.
13.
But we're at 13. Yeah, so we would still entertain that opportunity. You know, it's still significant. Anytime you're moving into the first round, there's going to be significant as far as compensation. But again, depending on the players, it's always a consideration.
Coach, heard before about pass rushers when they come into the league, one of their first adjustments is really using their hands. Is that something that you notice is already part of his game, or is that something that will be an adjustment for him?
Yeah, I definitely thought that was part of his game, his ability to use the hands. And you're right. It's one of the, you know, the hardest traits for a rusher, you know, who's coming in the league, who's playing against some really skilled offensive linemen who maybe been playing 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 years. So that time, you know, how fast you can learn it, he's already ahead of the curve. So, like I said, we can't wait to get started with him. And fortunately for us, we, you know, started with some, you know, practice here yesterday and the day before, and now it's like, let's keep adding some more teammates to him.
Guys, what does it mean to have Vic coming to town? I watched, even before the start of last year, he was asked, when you get to the NFL, where would you like to go? He immediately said the Falcons, the ATL is where is that? He said a year ago. To have a guy that's so excited a year ago to come here, and now he's yours.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. And, you know, for him, you know, who's a, you know, a Georgia guy to, you know, get a chance to play in front of family and friends, I mean, who wouldn't be jacked for that? So, I, you know, the fact that he wants to be here and we wanted to, you know, get connected with him, yeah, it definitely means something.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what the definition of a pressure is, but an ability of this guy to push a guy maybe into another defender, all of a sudden he gets him out of the pocket and there's somebody else to clean it up.
Yeah, when pass rush is at its best is when four or five guys are all working together. And that's been my experience. You know, when a tackle and a defensive end work together, or and all four of the guys know how to collapse the pocket, that's when we'll be at our best. And so he'll certainly be, you know, a factor into that.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you.
You graduated before that.